You know, a lot of times after a listener calls in and tells us about a really bad date that they went on, mm-hmm. we'll try and reassure them like, hey, it's okay, you know? Mm-hmm. We've heard worse things happen on this show before.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, today I'm not sure if we have.
Oh, no.
Don't tell him that.
Because Nick emailed us and he told us about a dinner date that he threw with all of his friends and didn't let his date know that they were going to be there. Surprise.
Yeah, that's the first strike. Yeah. That's only the first strike.
Hey, you're going to meet everybody and me for the very first time. Then his mom showed up uninvited and acted kind of cold towards her. Mm-hmm. And to top it all off, she left after barely touching his homemade dessert.
Oh.
And
was that the worst? That is,
well, yeah, so that was the worst part in my mind.
Okay.
But Nick, I'm assuming she didn't do any touching of you either at the end of this whole thing.
I mean, we did a hug. It was pretty congenial.
Okay. Okay.
It's not a sexy word for a date.
Yeah.
Congenial.
And what's happened since? Like, have you tried to reach out and she's just not hitting you back or what?
I mean, I texted a couple times, but I don't like to, like, flood the gates with text messages.
Totally. Right. That's good at least, bro. But sometimes that's the problem in itself. You're like, hey, what's
and she's
up?
Just ghosting. She hasn't been clear on where she's at.
I wouldn't call it ghosting, but it's somewhere around there.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Yeah, I don't know if any of this is sounding good.
No.
Yeah, there's nothing that stuck out that I'm like, hey.
I know, but like, what I do think is good is that, Nick, you realize that there were some mistakes made and you want to redo. And I think that, I mean, most people will give you a second chance.
Yeah, you're not oblivious, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying for, but we'll see.
Are you cooking a meal right now, Nick? Is that what I'm hearing in the background?
Can you smell dessert?
No, that's me spinning a spoon in a cup of coffee. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Multitasking isn't your strong suit.
Yeah.
So if you could just stop
for a second.
I'm
in the middle of a breakfast party right now.
All right. Why don't you try and finish up your coffee real quick? Meanwhile, I will dial Brittany's phone number and we'll try and get her on the line, see what she has to say, if she even answers, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Maybe put your phone on mute while we call her.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not kidding.
No. Okay.
Get all the cream and sugar in now.
I know. We need to try and make as little
noise.
Yeah, as little noise, as little possibility that something's going to go wrong during this call. So here we go. Good luck to us. I'm dialing the number right now.
Hello.
Hey, is this Brittany?
This is.
Hey, Brittany. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
Hi.
Hi, Brittany.
Oh, hi.
Good morning.
What's going on?
That's my co-host, Brooke. The whole team is here. Jose, Alexis, and I. We're all calling you to do a second date update today.
Okay, you don't know what that is?
I know second date updates.
Okay.
But who's doing this?
Okay. I see. All right.
All right. Yeah. there's a guy that emailed us trying to get a hold of you. His name's Nick.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of the reaction we thought might happen.
Yeah. Like that was probably one of the weirdest, creepiest dates I've ever been on, and so now that there's a radio station calling me, I'm just like, do I need to change my address? What's happening?
No. It's not that bad.
We
but,
don't have your address, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't know what she thought was creepy about it.
Yeah, we didn't think creepy.
So we talked to Nick before we called you, and he said that the date didn't go quite the way he hoped. He mentioned that he surprised you a little bit, and looking back, he thinks maybe it wasn't the best idea to invite you to a dinner party with all his friends.
And not tell you about it.
Yeah.
Did he use the word friends again? Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said it was a dinner party where he was cooking for everybody and you just showed up and you didn't know that all his friends were going to be there.
Well, that's not the whole story because his friends are his pets.
What?
What?
They're not people?
What do you mean?
No. I get to his house. So he had like a chef hat on. He was cooking.
A chef hat in his own home?
He said he had like a hat and an apron on.
I thought he was joking.
Yeah, I thought that was a joke.
Like he literally had a chef hat on.
I'm even happier.
Yeah. And he had 5 to 7 pets. And he referred to those pets as his friends. Mind you, like dogs, cats. Like, I got in the door, and they, like, practically jumped me.
Ah, No wonder
they're alive. It's not like stuffed pets.
No,
like,
remember when he said they all stormed her? They all wanted to like
a, so it's a bunch
her?
Of dogs running up to you and like
cats?
Jumping up
yeah,
on you.
And like they're cute dogs. I love animals. Yeah.
Oh no.
But the fact that he kept referring to them as his friends and I was like, okay.
Okay.
But wait.
Party.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. He said dinner party like you were all sitting around a table together.
There was an iguana on the dinner table.
No. Are you joking?
You not. Oh, I'm sorry if I'm not allowed
it's
to swear.
It's fine.
You can swear.
This is shocking.
Oh, God.
I'm not even kidding, you guys. At one point, I texted my friend. I was like, I think that I'm on a date with Ace Ventura's son.
I'm imagining like birds flying around, okay. Ferrets running around.
Wait, did you say
I'm
anything?
Sorry. He did not tell us any of this stuff.
No.
He just said friends.
Yeah.
He didn't mention any animals.
It's like I'm shocked, so I can't imagine what your reaction was.
You know, again, like I love animals, but then like, do you have human friends?
Yeah.
Nick also said that his mom showed up halfway through.
That's what I was wondering. Is she human?
That was the craziest part because he told me that his mom had passed away, right? She passed on.
What?
Wait.
And that he had a sense or a feeling that she had shown up in spirit.
Oh.
Okay.
But I'm a lot speechless. For a, it's sweet, but it's a lot for a first date.
Oh. And he said, Mom wants to know how many men you've been with.
What?
Okay. Oh, mom's coming in hot. Not even what's your middle name.
She's a more traditional type mom.
I thought I was about to get pranked or something, but then at the same time, I'm like, it was just so bizarre that I just needed to get out of there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am interested to know the answer to his mom's question.
No, you are
and
not. That
maybe
is not
we
your
can
business.
Get to that in just a second, but first I need to tell you that Nick is actually on the other line listening.
And, God.
Yeah, and he wants to talk to you.
Sorry.
Nick?
I mean, she asked those questions. I didn't really want to tell her, but...
That's what you come in with. Nick, you left so much out of your story.
I mean, there's a lot. I told you there's a lot going on. It's a wild house.
Very wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So the iguana is my friend's animal.
Okay.
Okay, didn't need to clarify that, but glad we did.
I take care of animals sometimes when my friends go out of town for vacation, and I'm booked.
Okay.
Nick, did you hear how shocking this all was to her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty eye-opening.
I mean, maybe you should talk to her about it a little bit, because she's obviously taken aback.
Brittany, how you been?
You know, I'm good. I am great. I don't really have more words than that.
Do you want to get dinner out somewhere sometime? Hector has returned, so I can leave the house again.
Who's Hector?
Is that the parrot? Which one is Hector?
The iguana owner.
Oh, that's a human.
Okay,
he got his iguana back.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Brittany, on the bright side of this, clearly he has, you know, an affection for living things, and he knows how to take care of
that's a good point.
People or things.
Sure.
And, I mean, do you have any questions for Nick that you need to have answered?
Oh, God.
Yeah, actually, I do have a question about the whole, you know, conversation with your mom being there. I mean, dude, you totally made that up. Come on.
That's not a question.
My mom's parrot does live with me because my mom's parrot outlived my mother. So sometimes when my mom's parrot talks, I say my mom's talking.
Oh, so you think you should.
And you trained your parrot to ask dates how many men they've been with?
No, I did not train the parrot. The parrot was trained by my mother.
So
here's the thing. That question has no, like, it doesn't matter. Why would you even ask that?
I completely agree. I need to stop listening to my parrot's Morse code. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, that's just a very misogynistic parrot.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not very polite.
Thank you, Jose.
I mean, there are certain people out there, I'm sure, that would love a date with this guy.
Like
do you mean people or pets?
Or people who need a pet sitter?
Somebody, I'm sure, is interested.
Absolutely.
And Brittany, we're hoping you might be that somebody, because we will offer to send you out on another date with Nick.
A regular one.
And we'll pay for it.
You guys, that's so sweet of you all, and I appreciate the gesture, but this is a hard no.
Okay.
Sorry we couldn't get you another date, Nick, but hey, if you ever have another dinner party with your friends,
hey,
we want to go.
Yeah!
Okay.
Go. Oh,
definitely.
I need to witness this in person.
Uh-huh. I want
to tell your mother to be there too. I want to have words with her.
I want to talk to the parent.
One of my buddies who lives on Wallaby Lane is going out of town in a couple months, so that'll be an exciting time.
Very specific. I don't know.
Wallaby Lane.
Tell him to come too.